Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
We've been saying this so much for the month of November. Welcome into another victory edition of Spits and Suds. Let's keep saying it now in December. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. The Stars explode for three goals in the second period. Three goals in the third period. Beat a solid Ottawa Senators team by the score of 6-1 and sweep the season series against the Suns. Tonight, since November is ending, I thought we'd do things a bit different. So we're going to do a stick tap edition of Spits and Suds. We haven't done this because we have lots of stick taps when we begin this holiday season. Stick taps for tonight and stick taps through 26 games of this season. And of course, our first stick tap is for the on-time experts. If you were like me and you walked your dogs this morning, the temps were about 34. When I was out and about, and we'll see more temps in the 30s this week. Time to cover the plants, but also time to kind of audit how your house is feeling. Are you feeling like the rooms aren't warming up like they should? Because if that's the case, grab that $59 new client special from the on-time experts to optimize your system with a complete tune-up and cleaning. And that gives you that at-ease feeling. I have that at-ease feeling right now. In fact, my heat's going right now. And I know my system is completely optimized because I took advantage of that offer and I had on-time experts come out to my house. I also had an issue and I called the on-time experts, and this was before I even began talking about them, was hot water in parts of my house. It took too long for my showers to heat up. Some work better than the others. I remember my mom and dad visited and my mom had to go through the living room to use a different shower. It was just a mess. Now they're all working, and that's thanks to the on-time experts. Right now, they have $77 off plumbing repair. All you have to do is go to theontimeexperts.com and click on that specials tab. What if you have a drain clog? They will take care of it for you, and that's another special they'll take care of. It's same-day service guaranteed. We talked about your AC going out, but what if your water heater goes out? The on-time experts have you covered for that as well. They are the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars, the Dallas Cowboys, and Spits and Suds. I'm so proud to talk about the on-time experts. I hope you support them as they are supporting local hockey here in DFW. The on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. All right, let's talk. And let's start with a team stick tap. Stars with points 18 of their last 20 games. Tonight's victory over the Sens was the Stars' 11th this month, and that sets a Dallas Stars team record since 93-94 for the most wins in the month of November. The Stars also scored 62 goals in total this month, the most ever in the month of November since the team relocated to Dallas. And for that, we give a stick tap. And we also crack a really nice coldie on this frosty Sunday evening here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Stick tap to Wyatt Johnston, his hat trick tonight. 3 goals and an assist. Let's spit some facts about Wyatt Johnston. That puts him at 30 points on the year. We're just 26 games into the season. 9 points in the last 5 games. Hard to believe that Wyatt Johnston's only 22 years old. And right now he leads the NHL in power play goals. It's not even close. He has 12. I think the next best is 7th. That's also Wyatt Johnston's 4th hat trick. He became the 3rd player in Stars North Stars history with 4 career hat tricks before age 23. That's according to NHL stats. Who are the other 2 people that have 5? Which I'm sure Wyatt Johnston might get even as early as before the end of this year. The 2 are, I gave you a chance to answer. Tyler Seguin has 5 hat tricks, and Dino Ciccarelli is the other. We'll talk about Dino Ciccarelli in just a second. Stick tap to Jason Robertson. Let's spit some facts about Robo. 13 goals in the last 10 games, 24 points in the last 15 games. He had a goal and assist tonight. This is becoming a season to remember for Robertson. I love how much he's shooting and the confidence he has with the puck. Tonight's kind of interesting because it was actually game number 400 for Jason Robertson. And Robertson scored the 184th goal of his career. That's the 2nd most by a player through 400 career games. That's with the Stars and North Stars. That is behind Dino Ciccarelli, who had 221. So, 2 stick taps, 2 mentions of Dino Ciccarelli. So, we are here on Spits and Suds to grow the great game of hockey in DFW. One of the things you'll hear me kind of pounding the pavement on is I hate it when North Stars history is forgotten. It's a part of the franchise. It should be embraced. Get it that we're in Dallas, but the Minnesota Wild is not the Minnesota North Stars. Get over it. I have firsthand experience when I lived in Houston and I got to know several of the Houston Oilers, and the players told me, Gavin, we don't have a team. Because Tennessee Titans did not want to embrace the Oilers. The Houston Texans were trying to establish themselves. They didn't want to embrace the old Oilers. That has since changed in Houston. I actually put on a Love You Blue. That's the old Oilers reunion. And it was so cool to see how many fans came out to embrace the players that made the franchise what they are. So I don't even like saying Stars, North Stars. And we can go into a deep dive. I just like calling it Stars history because the North Stars are a major part. And when you talk about North Stars history, you have to look up the history of Dino Ciccarelli. He finally made it into the Hall of Fame in 2010. But what's interesting, no NHL team has retired his number. 1,200 points in 1,232 games played. Now, why hasn't his number been retired? He had several off issues, off ice issues that caused him being inducted. He got inducted late. But when you talk about Dallas Stars history, 100% celebrate Jamie Benn, Jason Robertson, Mikko Rantanen will be in the record books. I mean, go Mike Modano, go down the list. But there are two North Stars that you see constantly as far as Stars record books. And don't let's not forget about these. Dino Cicerelli is one. Brian Bellows is the other. Go down a Brian Bellows rabbit hole. And you want to talk about the young guns in the NHL today? Look at the first few seasons of Brian Bellows. And that is one of the more amazing and awesome debuts by an NHLer. Heck of a career for Brian Bellows. Heck of a career for Dino Cicerelli. All right, back to the stick taps. But as I mentioned, it's all about learning and growing this great game. I thought you guys would like to know some Stars history. All right, everyone's enjoying a nice point streak right now. That includes the captain, Jamie Benn. Boy, has he stepped up playing with Rantanen and Wyatt Johnston on that first line. 5 points in the last five games for the captain. I mean, Jamie Benn is certainly coming back at the right time where left wing was an issue. It's nice to have a natural left wing playing. 5 points in the five games for the captain. I think he's playing really well, really doing a nice job gelling with Rantanen and Wyatt Johnston. One thing that Jamie Benn does well, he opens up space due to his size. And players, based on his history, have to account for him specifically when he's playing this well. So it's really important to remember on a line, while Mikko Rantanen creates space, you have to account for Wyatt Johnston. Now, in the last few games since coming back, you have to account for Jamie Benn. That's what makes this line so effective. If it's just Rantanen, everyone's going to concentrate on Rantanen, but you can't do that. Speaking of Mikko Rantanen, he told Victory Plus after the game where Josh and Razor, they asked him about this latest streak the Stars are on, and he said, yeah, man, hockey is fun. I just thought it was such an innocent but cool answer. And you know what, Mikko? It's fun for us, too, and because of you. We have not had a game breaker like this since Modano. Three assists tonight, just wizardry with the puck. Equally effective scoring goals and assists. That Johnston-Rantanen connection is special. We have talked about this, how special that was. Even when they played on a limited basis, when I think Roope Hintz went down for a game or two, there was something special brewing with Johnston and Rantanen that you knew was effective. You could even see it in the preseason. And let's stick tap the coaching staff. We'll do that several times tonight. They recognized that connection of Johnston and Rantanen, and they kept it when Roope Hintz came back. That's easier said than done. When you have a long-term contract with Roope Hintz, a guy that, when he gets hot, battles to be a number one center in this league. But the emergence of Wyatt Johnston has allowed you to put Roope Hintz with another line, and that's making that line effective.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, heck of a job by the coaching staff not saying, you know what, Roope, go back to Mikko Rantanen. But when you look at the chemistry of the top two lines with Jamie Benn, Wyatt Johnston, Mikko Rantanen, and the chemistry that Hintz has found playing with Robertson and Sagan, and we have Duchesne coming back at some point, hopefully soon, fingers crossed, he's day to day. Man, it's amazing to think when this team is fully healthy, what they're going to be. Stick tap to the fourth line tonight. Six goals is great. But you know what's even better? That doesn't just blare out like those six goals. You shut down a top 10 power play on your penalty kill. David Castillo and I talked, and the kill was hurting for a while, but they seem to have it dialed in right now. Steele, Colin Blackwell, Radek Fox are a big part of that. They were effective on the ice tonight. Also good to see Maverick Bork get the first tally of the game. Depth scoring. When you can get depth scoring and those guys are keeping the other team off the score sheet like the Stars they did, I mean, it comes down to special teams. Glenn Gulletson pointed it out after the game. Effective power play, killing penalties, quality 5-on-5 play, all facets of the game. Fingers crossed for Liam Bischel. Looked nasty as he hit the boards. The contact was clean. Just looked like Big Bish lost his balance. It's a shame. That combo of him and Petrovic really found its groove. They look good. You hate to stunt the development with injury. Glenn Gulletson said after the game, they're all hoping it's not as bad. So they're hopeful. Let's see. Stars have to hop on a plane tomorrow. Be interesting to see if Bischel's on that plane. But just an awful injury. The timing's it bad because stick tap to Ilya Lyubushkin, who came back, played really well on the penalty kill. And listen, the players, the multiple players that have stepped up this year, and Kyle Capobianco is one of them. What an important role he has filled. And I mean, notice when Petrovic came up and played those valuable penalty minutes, how you could see the confidence growing. Kind of feeling that right now with Capobianco. I'm not saying when the Stars are completely healthy that he has a role, but what a great depth piece he has been. And that is a stick tap to Jim Neal and the front office of the Dallas Stars. Despite being in three Western Conference finals, they just continued to add depth pieces. You look at Adam Ernie and what he provided to begin the season. NHL experience is huge. Capobianco brings that. Kalia Chunuk also has experience. He'll probably be back in the lineup on Tuesday and Wednesday. So stick tap to the front office. Stick tap to this coaching staff. Leah Simakopoulos, Dallas Morning News, does such a great job. In California, covering SMU, back covering the Stars. We'll have Leah on the show soon. 26 games into the season. Here are the injuries that the Stars have faced. Oscar Beck, Jamie Benn, Liam Bischel, Matt Duchesne, Adam Ernie, Thomas Harley, Roope Hintz, Nils Lundqvist, Ilya Lyubushkin. Man games lost, 98. 98 man games lost. Yet the Stars remain in second place in the league with all of these injuries. Thought that was a tremendous tweet. Stick tap to Savannah Hughmoller. who also tweeted out before the game, every Dallas Stars skater that has played in a game this month has recorded at least 1 point. No team has scored more power play goals this month than the Stars, and think about that. That's with the Avalanche and the Wild on heaters as well. Stars have 8 comeback wins this year, which was tied for the third most in the NHL, and that is prior to the game. So stick tap to Savannah, stick tap to Leah as well. Unbelievable what's happening with this Stars team. They are fun to watch. The players are buying into the system. Hard to believe what this team will look like when they are fully healthy. But in the meantime, it doesn't get any easier. So we talked the other day when the Stars came back and we were worried about a trap game on Friday. And why? Because the Stars played in Seattle and then on their day off had to fly back. So how much of it is a day off when you have to fly? Once again, the Stars will play 3 games in 4 nights. And your day off tomorrow, you are spent with not a trip to Minnesota, not a 2-hour or 3-hour flight, but about 4 hours up to New York, back to back against the Rangers and then against the Devils. So because of this compact schedule, most of Glenn Gullitson's coaching, or Nazarudin, or Neil Graham, all of this is happening as basically video coaches because they don't get the ice time because you have to give these players some rest. Amazing how effective they are. Can't say enough about the coaching staff and all that they've been doing.
Coca-Cola, for the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
All right, let's get to your tweets and your thoughts through X. And see what you have to say. Michael says, what a way to end the Thanksgiving weekend. Team is gathering chemistry. My only concern takes a step back when everyone is healthy. I mean, maybe, but let's give it a whirl, right? Like to see that team when it's healthy. If honesty is coming out, I hate knowing how good the Avs are and we have to play them before the Western Conference Finals. I mean, you play who's in front of you. Last year, it was the, I mean, think about the last 2 years who the Stars have had to play, right? So who did the Stars have to go through? They had to go through back-to-back cup champs in Vegas and Colorado. They had to go through the President's Cup winner in Winnipeg. So the Stars are used to going through these teams. So I understand what you're saying. If there is a silver lining to Colorado just absolutely setting NHL ablaze with the heater they're on, it's that you skip Colorado in the first round, right? I mean, that's a good thing. You don't want to play Colorado in the first round. But if you listen to Spits and Suds, and I honestly, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I had Colorado as the top team, and I had them as a Stanley Cup favorite. The depth is just crazy on that Colorado team. Like, they are built to be a cup winner. Not saying that the Stars can't beat them. Not saying that. But when you looked at the roster heading into the season, I thought Colorado was the top team in the NHL. All right. Marcia says, love hat trick games. It was nice to see Jamie recognized for his 400th goal, though he looked like he wanted to crawl under a bench. Yeah, the captain does not like being recognized. Team looks sharp. Good hockey fun tonight. Ottawa looked very tired most of the night. Yeah, I think this is like Ottawa's sixth of a seven game road trip. They go to Montreal after this, and that's the end of their road trip. But that's a long road trip. Like I said, the scheduling this year because of the Olympics is just absolutely insane, to the point where I got to be honest, I've said this on the podcast before, I'm okay with amateurs playing. I know that the pros want to play and that everyone's okay with their playing, but at what cost? Because, you know, what we're seeing right now is an injury-plagued season, and you can call it a coincidence, but, I mean, it takes its toll. This schedule is absolutely ridiculous. All right, Creole, Cajun. 504 checks in and says, thank you so much for the podcast. I appreciate that. Stick tap to you. Mare Bear has a sign that says, in my Dallas Stars era, love the big win, the Y Joe Hattie, the hot streak we got going. Hated to see Bish go down in the tunnel like that. Big giant boys fall hard, and I suspect we will feel his absence. I'll be in the Big Apple for Tuesday and Wednesday. Let's keep it going, Stars. New York City Sudsies, come say hi at Warmies. Man, God, Mare Bear, I absolutely love you. You are the best. Thank you so much for the picture. Great smile, by the way. Absolutely love that you'll be in New York rooting on our boys. That is so cool. Chris, Massacre of Ants, says, can't believe Mikko Rantanen's a Star. I know. It's crazy to think that he's going to be around for another 8 years. And even if that contract, year 7 and 8, does not mature well, enjoy the ride, because what we're getting now is worth the back end of a 7 and 8 year, right? Millsy, so many positives to list, so I'll go into negative. No, just stick to the positives, bud. Relax. It's just that the Avs have only lost one regulation game all season. Lots of puck to play, but two frosties tonight. Listen, the Central Division is an absolute heater, far and above the best division in hockey. And that's with parity in this league. So absolutely. I mean, when you look at what's happening in the Central Division and the Stars having one of their best Novembers in many statistical categories, their best Novembers in franchise history, and they're only 5 points up on the third place Wild. That's crazy. And equally, if I'm in Colorado tonight, I'm like, wait, I only have one loss on the year, and the Dallas Stars are only 4 points behind me. I'm 10-0-2 at home. 8-1-4 away, and the Dallas Stars are only 4 points back. That is how good the Central Division is. And think about it this way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two of the three teams that are fighting for playoff position right now, or two out of the four, are in the Central Division. For the wild card, the Blackhawks and the Mammoth currently are tied. The Central Division. Can we go back to the Pacific? I know it'd be a lot of late nights, but we'd be running away with it. Let's go back to the Pacific. It's a good division, but let's go back to the Pacific, right? No. Central's all good. All right, let's get back to what you guys had to say. Watching this dominating win from Husky was definitely something I really needed, as improved my mood after an extremely rough, tough night last night. That's really too bad, Husky. You can reach out to Husky at @noisy_cricket. When a sudsy is down, it's our job to lift him up. Boy, that injury to Bischel isn't what the Stars needed to see, especially on the blue line. Yeah, I agree. So, Husky, I hope you're feeling better, my friend. And I will reach out to you after the show to check on you, and hopefully some Spits and Suds listeners do as well. Let's see. Nate Mowry. Great to hear from you, Nate. Super impressed with how well this team has played with how many injuries they've had this season. Power play has hummed all year. PK is starting to hit its stride. Would love to see 5-on-5 tick up. This has been a super fun team to watch. Yeah, great tweet. I mean, 5-on-5. Wow. I mean, they're getting so many power play opportunities. They're drawing so many power. You know, they historically have not been a team that has drawn a lot of penalties. So that has changed this year. Let's see. Crow Wi-Fi. What a great holiday weekend. Cowboys won. Longhorns won. The Stars won convincingly twice. And I went four-wheeling outside of Gilmer, Texas. Oh, you provided some pictures as well. Check this out. Carry on, Gavin. Ron Crow from Tyler, Texas. Man, that looks like a lot of fun, Ron. That is really, really cool. Buckle up inside. That's some serious four-wheel. That's no joke. Aaron Thacker, Casey DeSmith has been really good lately in goal. Aaron Thacker, stick tap to you for pointing out Casey DeSmith. Casey DeSmith deserves a huge stick tap. And once again, when you beat a team by the score of 6-1, what gets lost in the shuffle, right? Goaltending, and how good goaltending has been this year. This combination has been absolutely terrific. And Casey DeSmith, what a signing by Jim Neal. 3 years at $1 million per. Another good night between the pipes. Some good early stops. And those early stops can change the game. But a .938 save percentage for DeSmith tonight. 6 wins on the season. 2.07 goals against, .920 save percentage. You'll see Casey DeSmith, I think, 2 times next week, because the Stars have games. Well, they have a lot of games. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. And these are not easy teams. Rangers, Devils, I believe San Jose, and then the Pittsburgh Penguins. I'll be at the game on Sunday if you want to grab a Frosty with me. I'm going to do a little Gavin Spittle birthday early celebration. How about that, with drinking some Frosties at the Stars game? So thank you so much for pointing that out, Thack Man. I, in fact, did not have that in my notes. Casey DeSmith, terrific game tonight. But Stars fans, Jake Ottinger, still your starting goalie. He's playing well, too. It's just so nice to have Casey DeSmith be in net and give Jake Ottinger the breather that he needs. Howie He, our friend that moved from Colorado and brought the winning ways to Allen, Texas. Miko dishes and sets up his teammates almost as well as how you introduce all the Spits and Suds cast. Oh, that is great. Hey, we got a good one tomorrow. Taylor Baird is going to join us from NHL.com and defending Big D. Always like to talk to Taylor. And Taylor was at the forefront the other night as far as giving the number one star of the game with the sad story of Clayton Keller's dad passing away. So Going to ask her about that, and we'll also talk about the recent Stars winning ways. So really, really cool that Taylor spearheaded that the other night. Okay. Whew, that's a lot of tweets for tonight. You guys are absolutely awesome, and you guys make this program happen. We had a great November. Hard to believe that we're in December right now, but man, December is here, and the Stars, the compressed schedule will continue, and we will continue presenting some great programs like tomorrow on off dates when Taylor joins us, and we'll talk Dallas Stars hockey with you. We'll have some great programs for you all week long. Special stick tap to the on-time experts. Stick tap to our producer, Gregory Finley, who makes this program happen. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, and hopefully you've enjoyed this stick tap edition of Spits and Suds victory post game. Until our next podcast, which will happen tomorrow, have a great night, everyone.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu, is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.